This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
It's the seventh year in a row that we've seen declines. And this is the most rigorous annual estimate of not only cattle in the U.S., but also of heifers. So, you know, we like to put a little bit of faith in the numbers. Fewer heifers will hold back herd growth. But if slaughter falls below the supply of heifers, then the herd should grow. So it remains to be seen what that looks like going forward. I mean, obviously, there's some concern here with the heifer inventory numbers, and I think that maybe underpins dairy market prices at higher levels potentially than, you know, maybe what we would have expected in the past. But you really have to look at the big picture here with regard to cull rates as well and those things. So this report is interesting, but not necessarily a answer key to the test.
Tuesday.
Dealing with difficult workers on the farm.
There's a few phrases with dealing with difficult people. And one of them is, I know you would want to hear this. Write it down. Tattoo it on your forearm. If you're a manager, you're going to say it all the time. I know you would want to hear this. It allows me to bring up anything, whether even difficult thing. A good leader cannot do your job. A good leader ignites, equips, and encourages you to do your job, which means I must be seen as your greatest resource. Everybody's doing their job, except for the person that is kind of running the management of all of that. That's my job. It's to make sure that you are equipped, that you are ignited, and that you know that you're doing things well, which means I need to be your greatest resource. And part of being your greatest resource is, I promise you, I will tell you when you're on and I will tell you when you're off.
Wednesday.
Dr. Chelsea Helschbach, assistant professor at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine, tells us more about ringworm.
Something that haunts us all, especially those of us who show cattle. So having your cattle plagued with this disease is something that we all worry about. So ringworm is caused by a fungus. There's many different types of fungus, but trichophyton is the name of the most common fungus that affects cattle that causes this condition. Something important to note is that the incubation period is about 2 to 4 weeks. So if your animal comes into direct contact with an infected animal, it's going to be a couple weeks before you start seeing the clinical signs of hair loss. There are a few things that predispose animals to developing ringworm. Their overall health status is the big one. So if your animal is suffering from pneumonia, shipping fever, scours, and they already have a compromised immune system, they may be more likely to contract this disease.
Thursday.
Well, actually, I'm sad to say I didn't hear anything very new. As commissioner here, I get to get around the state quite a bit. I get to a lot of farms. I don't see enough people there. I get to a lot of our dairy processing plants. I see a real need for more workers with skill sets to operate those plants. I get to a lot of our food manufacturing facilities, our logistics companies, and we're hearing the same story. We need more people here. And so my focus has been, how do we have short-term needs, but we have long-term needs as well. So obviously we need to do a better job at finding those career paths early on for young people, for careers in the food system. It's not just about a farmer plowing a field and planting a crop and harvesting it and getting it to market. It's about the entire food system, the logistics, the research, the genetics, you know, the culinary arts, the food institutions that we got to find career paths.
Friday.
Feed, fuel, and fertilizer. Based on a panel discussion held recently, Dr. Gary Schnitzky from the University of Illinois and his comments on fertilizer. The real unknown there is going to be Ukraine, Russia, natural gas prices, and then, of course, moving fertilizer with the cost of diesel fuel. On the feed side, he talked about corn and soybean prices are probably not going to change very much. We might see a little bit downward pressure depending on what happens in Brazil and Argentina. Fuel prices, gas prices have come down. That's the good news for most consumers, but diesel has not moved very much. One of the reasons are limited refining capacities and, of course, high demand right now to move product. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.